Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial, chatting with Dr. Birnbaum. We're going to talk a little bit about the shooting in Texas yesterday. 19 killed and a couple more, teachers specifically, also killed. I've got some very serious thoughts about this. You know, it's funny, Frieda, but Beto O'Rourke came out this morning and just totally interrupted a news conference and screamed at the mayor of the city and said, and the governor of the state, and said, it's all your fault. If you didn't have guns available to almost anybody, which is not true, but he said if you didn't, the kids would still be alive. He said that, I think, as a political statement, because the guy is running for governor. His statement, in my opinion, was totally out of place, given the fact that the parents and significant others, husbands, wives of the teachers, were also at that particular news conference. Frieda, you're a clinical psychologist. I happen to respect you very much. That's why you continue to comment on the show, both radio and podcast. Give your overall views of the shooting first, would you, Frieda?
Yeah, thank you so much, Al. It's very important.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You're the best. What can I tell you? But, you know, it's very important what you just said, because in reality, 45% of Americans have had guns in the 80s, and 35% have guns now. So what does it really tell us about our climate and what's going on? Is there mental illness? Is there depression? We've gone through a lot. We've been in lockdown. We've had this virus where we have stressors on us with employment. I mean, you name it. There are many reasons why we have anxieties. But then again, let's talk about this person and what happened. Salvador Ramos is his name.
Yep.
And he is somebody who's had a very tragic life. You know, it's interesting that when I'm looking at this and I'm going to give you his profile, it comes down to something so simple. Love of a mother, love of parents. He didn't have that. He had a mother who switched careers, switched jobs, didn't really have time for him, and he lived with his grandparents, and that's really when things started turning bad for him.
Yep.
So he had a difficult home life. He was bullied in his childhood about his speech impediment that he lashed out violently towards both friends and strangers, and his mother as well over the years recently. So he had a stutter and a lisp, and he really felt that he was being ignored, and he didn't know what to do. He put eyeliner on his eyes for attention, and he posted that, and people were inclined to say that he was making fun or he was making fun of gay people, and
right.
That was something that was also a stigma on him. But he was very deeply troubled. He used to shoot BB guns at random people years before that as well. So here was somebody who was in a place where he was really crying out for help. And you know that he actually posted on a social site that he said, I'm going to shoot my grandmother. And then he said, I shot my grandmother and I'm going into the school. And he posted this as well to a friend in Germany. So we have to look at what Facebook and other social media sites have. Now, they do have ways of triggering certain words, but when those words are not used according to the way they're tracking them, then that is a problem.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very big problem. There's no question about that. I happen to have a picture that a friend of mine at Bible study gave me last night of the shooter prior to this terrible event. He is dressed in drag. He is obviously a very, very, was, I guess I have to say, obviously a very, very mixed up individual. Frieda, I want to kind of get on to a different topic, but I'm going to give you all the time you want to continue talking about this, the perpetrator.
Yes, you know, just to take a quick look at this, what can be done? to prevent this. Of course, we need background checks. And of course, people need to be trained how to shoot guns. And we shouldn't have the kind of guns where you can put out X amount of bullets. That's a problem. And just like you buy a car to see if you're a good driver, we need to train people with this. But what is behind the scene? What is going on? Why are people so depressed and frustrated? In schools, this is where it starts. So what about this bullying? What are they doing about this? We need to have mandatory classes where these children sit down and are told what it is that is healthy and how to help other people. If you see someone who's not doing well, don't make fun of him. And I know they're at this transitional phase in their life, developmentally, they don't know how to handle it, so they have to protect themselves. But go out and reach out to that person. Include that person with your friends. Talk to that person. I have a professional talk to that person. And by all means, try to engage, because that's the biggest problem in schools today. Bullying has increased because people are under much more pressure. They're much more sensitive. And we need to teach our children to have compassion in school. And the schools need to know what to look for. We're talking about a grandmother that called the AT&T because to take away his cell phone. He was very upset about that. They didn't really go into the relationship. But it seems that he didn't have the compassion that he needed. And he spent a lot of time in his room. And he did not go to school. He's a school dropout. Now, in reality, a lot of this is the new norm. I hate to say this, especially with boys. I've had parents come and complain to me. Their boys would stay in their rooms and look at their computers and wouldn't even let them in the room or come down for dinner. So computers have really taken away from young people's social life, from being in the environment, having social cues, having people to talk to. It's a false facade of what life is really all about. So that in itself is a very troubling area for our young people. And that's why these shootings have increased. The guns that are available make it easy access for them. But the real reason and the real root behind is that we have younger people who are much more depressed than any other generation. Even antidepressant is known to have a side effect, believe it or not, towards suicidal tendencies. I mean, it sounds so bizarre, but that is a side effect. So we really need to be able to talk. We need to listen. We need to have experience together. We need to laugh. We need to have fun. There's such pressure in grades, and there's such pressure inside of school and outside of school to perform in athletics. These kids don't have a break. And by the way, the parents are just as bad because they're competing with one another. And today, the parents are doing a lot of the work and projects that the kids are doing. So it's really a stressful, stressful situation where there have been suicides because of the kids not even getting A's. It's pretty bad, Al.
Well, I know it's pretty bad. You know, I've got a couple of really close friends, Doc, and these friends are that I think are really interesting. One guy is my former business partner who's like an uncle to my children. Another guy kind of falls into the same category minus the business partner. My former partner's nephew actually committed suicide. And I'm finding about more and more people, more and more of my colleagues have children who are committing suicide. In essence, that's what this shooter did. He committed suicide and he knew exactly what he was doing. You know, Frieda, I think just as an overall generic statement, I would have to say that our nation right now is so absolutely screwed up, that we simply cannot put up with this anymore. The problem, in my opinion, very contrary to this idiot down in Texas who's running for Governor O'Rourke, I don't think it's a matter of taking guns off the market. I think that you have to make the penalty for these heinous crimes, regardless of the age, I think you have to have very, very stiff penalties. I would actually even take it one step farther, and I would say we have to have securities in the schools right now. What do you think about that, Doc?
You're right, Al. And guess what? There was security in the school. And guess what? The shooter walked right past them. And then, believe it or not, and you can research this because lots of times you wonder about these things that yeah. I'm you know, telling you for the first time. He walked in, he was armored, he shields on him. He had weapons on him. Maybe they thought he was someone that was going to talk to the children. I have no idea what happened. And then again, the other problem is that the police officers were called, and it took them a long time to get into that building to save these children.
Yep.
Why are they not?
Why don't they? Really? Let me interrupt you just for a second. Why don't they actually? We've gotten to the point, Doc, where we have to have serious, well-trained security personnel in the schools. Now, I realize that there are bazillions of schools out there, but Frieda, I don't think we have a choice. Why don't you wrap it up?
I'm going to wrap it up by saying, first of all, absolutely right. We need to have better trained officers to act on the spot, not to stand out there and talk about their strategy while the kids are being shot. The other thing, I just want to share something personal as you were talking. My two boys just entered high school, and I asked one of them, what did you like about the school? And he said, I really like the big corridors and the walls that separate them. So I said, why? He says, because if a shooter comes, I can hide behind it.
There
and
you go.
I was sick when I said, are you kidding me?
Frieda, that is absolutely terrible. Listen, I really appreciate your in-depth thoughts on this. We're going to get you back tomorrow, Dr. Frieda.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.